Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but American dream. Oh, 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 it's my dream.
And welcome back to Life Lessons Radio. I'm Rick Tokini. You know that breakfast is often called the most important meal of the day, but it's also the meal that many people skip. Here with some breakfast inspiration for us this morning is registered dietitian Robin Flipsay. Let's see if we get Robin on the line. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, Rick.
How are you doing?
Good morning, Rick. I'm here and happy to join you for breakfast.
Well, thank you so much. Robin, we know that you've been on ABC News and Dateline NBC and Fox News Channel, and you often talk about the importance of breakfast. And when we were growing up, it's something that our moms drilled into our heads. What's your modern-day version of why is breakfast such an important meal?
I'll tell you, it's important because you just were sleeping overnight and had nothing to eat, so your stomach is empty, and you need to kick start your metabolism for the day and get it ready for whatever activities lie ahead, which means you got to get some fuel in there, fuel from food, and like stoke the furnace a bit. So waking up empty means you need to eat something so that you are energized and able to get through the morning activities without worrying about what can I eat, what can I find to eat, because I'm hungry now and that's all I could think about. And it's also a chance to start your day with some of the basic foods that will add up to a healthy diet by the end of the day. So by including something that's a source of whole grains, like the new Cheerios Oat Crunch cereal, adding some milk, that's the dairy group, and having fruit, you've put together three different types of foods that are making up a balanced breakfast and are necessary by the end of the day to have a balanced diet. And if you don't eat breakfast, you've missed the chance to do that.
Mm. There are many new diets that are out that are calling for this fast until noon. What happens to our bodies if we're actually fasting right through breakfast?
To be honest with you, you're going to get hungry. I think that's the first answer I would give you, and I don't feel I could justify that if your morning requires any activity, any use of your brain for mental processes, certainly not for children going to school. That is never going to be recommended because they're going to be too hungry to focus or pay attention in school. But what you want to avoid those terrible feelings of hunger and you know, feeling empty inside is to find a breakfast that's going to put together a good source of fiber like you get in the Cheerios Oat Crunch cereal, and then adding some additional protein from milk or cottage cheese and even more fiber if you add fruit. That's going to give you a breakfast that is hearty enough to sustain you through the morning, let you feel full, and have enough energy to get through a morning without waiting for the clock to strike 10 so you can go to the vending machine or look for a snack. It's important to take care of what your body needs rather than thinking you can control, I don't know, when you eat and what you eat because you have some other ulterior motive. Feed your body. That's what it needs.
Excellent. And this is Better Breakfast Month. Do you have some new recipes to share with us?
Well, breakfast doesn't get celebrated just one month of the year. I think it's an all-year-round opportunity to make smart choices, but it doesn't have to be complicated. There is nothing faster than putting cereal in a bowl and adding milk. You can make a parfait, as I've said, using cereal and cottage cheese and fruit and putting some chopped nuts on top, which adds some protein and fiber. And you can also make a smoothie using the many frozen fruits and vegetables that are available and adding milk and having something you can carry with you. But whether it's eggs, any style, peanut butter or other nut butters on toast, English muffins, or some grated cheese and black beans folded up in a tortilla, they're all great breakfasts. They all give you the different varieties of food that give you sustainable energy and satisfaction to get through the morning, and that's really what it's all about, whether going to school, going to work, or off going out to have fun. How can you have fun when you're hungry and thinking about food? You've got to eat breakfast to get that out of the way so you can enjoy your day.
Absolutely. And you go into any store now, Robin, and you'll see these aisles full of protein mix. What are some ways to get added protein into our diets at breakfast other than maybe some of these supplements that we see?
There are so many good sources of protein. You certainly don't have to rely on supplements. And don't forget, eggs are one of the best sources of protein that have always been associated with breakfast. So, again, any style eggs is going to do the job. You can make an egg sandwich out of it and add some cheese, even more protein. But the peanut butter I mentioned and the nut butters are a great source of protein. Beans that are added to a breakfast meal like a tortilla or wrap. And if you want to eat leftovers, I like to remember that the foods we eat for dinner can be eaten for breakfast. There's no law against that. And if you have a slice of pizza in the refrigerator that has cheese on top, vegetables, and you heat that up, that's a good breakfast. You can have leftover chicken and stir-fried rice. You can have meatballs on spaghetti. I know that sounds odd to some people, but in fact, it's not something that you have to say it's only a breakfast food for it to be a good breakfast. It can be any food you would eat at a meal. I sometimes have a sandwich for breakfast, so that's how I get around it. But there's nothing quicker or easier than cereal, and Cheerios Oat Crunch is something new that has a great crunchy texture that people like, and it's seasoned with cinnamon, which is so delicious, and it is substantial and filling so that you're going to feel you've had a good enough breakfast to do whatever you want when you leave the house.
Well, that is great, Robin, and we want to thank you for being on Life Lessons today. And where can we go to get more information about this extraordinarily important topic?
Well, you can get plenty of breakfast ideas on Cheerios.com, or you can go to TipsOnTV.com and find all your questions answered.
Excellent. Thank you, Robin. We appreciate you being on, and thank you for your work and making a difference in your field of expertise. We appreciate you.
I'm happy to be here, Rick. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. That was Robin Flipsay, registered dietitian, and we appreciate Cheerios sponsoring today's program. And it really, truly is about starting your day off with a great breakfast and getting energy. And even if you are on one of these new age diets, it's important to fuel your body and be able to function, especially throughout the course of the day, cognitively, physically. And just remember that what we're all about here is health and happiness and making sure that you start every day the best way possible. Thanks to our sponsor, Cheerios. And until next time, as we always say on Life Lessons, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a great week.